Number 4. Dark at Heart by Peter Randall Page. Dark at Heart is made of Bardillo marble and created in 1985 by the artist Peter Randall Page. It was purchased for the collection in 1987. Randall Page was born in 1954 in Essex. He attended the Bath Academy of Art at Corsham from 1973 to 77, where he studied sculpture. In 1979, he found himself in the entirely practical but highly influential surroundings of the stonemason's yard, working on the conservation of 13th century sculpture at Wells Cathedral. In 1980, he won a Winston Churchill Memorial Trust Award to study marble carving at Carrara in Tuscany, where beautiful white marble has been quarried since Roman times. On his return, he quickly established an international reputation as a sculptor and draftsman, participating in numerous exhibitions worldwide and winning a number of public commissions in this country and abroad. His work exemplifies a resurgence of interest in direct carving and craftsman-based techniques, unlike most of his contemporaries in the field of sculpture, who have explored the potential of modern industrial methods and materials. The inspiration for his work comes from his close study of organic form, though he rarely works directly from nature. His aim is to use the naturally occurring patterns in nature to create artworks that transport the spirit. He's committed to working in stone, its geological antiquity being part of the attraction. He said, "The fact that it's been around long before human beings can confront us with a sense of our own existence in a way that something that is second-hand or man-made cannot." Dark at Heart is unlike other sculptures in the university collection because it is small, personal, and attempts to depict a human feeling. Randall Page has here drawn on a natural, organic-looking form to present what he described as a sculptural equivalent of an emotional state, the dark knotted centre, the consciousness of being alone. Whereas other sculptures around the campus are purposely for public viewing, almost as a part of the architecture, Dark at Heart is an intimate and personal sculpture. The starting points for his sculptures sometimes begin with drawings, but not always. A series of small models made in wax are then created. These are particularly small, sometimes half the size of a hen's egg. Randall Page selects the ones he's particularly interested in, and these are enlarged to about the size of an ostrich egg. He then articulates the wax with pins pressed in at nodal points. Once he is happy with the model, he then uses calipers to transfer the enlarged design directly onto the stone. Studio technicians will usually cut out the rough outline, at which point Randall Page takes over and finishes the sculpture. This division of labour allows him to work on several sculptures at the same time and work through his ideas for sculpture in a more efficient way. There is another work you can see by Peter Randall Page, Flayed Stone, which is number 12 on your printed sculpture trail map.